This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. continues offering high-level support to Israel, which is expected to launch a ground offensive into Gaza after last weekend's Hamas attacks. It'd be Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
In Tel Aviv,
we have your back.
Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin visited with his Israeli counterpart and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu,
Zot rak ha-tchala,
who says this is just the beginning.
אנחנו נחסל את החמאס.
And Israel will destroy Hamas.
What Israel is doing is not retaliation. What Israel is doing is defending the lives of its people.
On a Mideast swing, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the U.S. is talking with Israel about doing everything possible to avoid civilian casualties, with a Gaza offensive expected to worsen a humanitarian crisis.
The overwhelming majority of Palestinians had nothing to do with Hamas.
But President Biden's making clear the U.S. stands with Israel against Hamas, which he calls pure evil.
They make Al-Qaeda look pure.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, as AP's Karen Chamas explains, Israel's military has issued an unprecedented order for civilians to evacuate Gaza City.
A spokesperson for Israel's military, Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conricus, described the evacuation message that has been broadcast to some 1 million people living in Gaza.
This evacuation is for your own safety. You will be able to return to Gaza City only when another announcement permitting it is made. Do not approach the area of the security fence with the State of Israel.
The evacuation order sparked confusion amongst civilians and aid workers who were already running from days of Israeli airstrikes. The UN warned that so many people fleeing en masse would be calamitous. I'm Karen Chamas.
You'll find more at VOA News.